Obama's national security team is shaping up as well. Some announcements are expected after Thanksgiving. As the world's Jeb Sharp reports, the names are familiar and nonpartisan.
Nothing is set in stone yet, but it looks as if Hillary Clinton may well be the next Secretary of State. Robert Gates could stay on as Secretary of Defense, and retired four-star general James Jones is a top contender for National Security Advisor.
So far on the national security foreign policy side, President-elect Obama has been channeling his inner pragmatist.
That's political scientist Peter Fever of Duke University.
Rather than arriving in office and saying, because I was elected on change, I'm going to do anything but Bush, an ABB mentality, President-elect Obama seems to be indicating that he's going to keep those elements of the Bush policy that he sees as responsible for the next phase.
Even so, there will be pressure for change. Michael Desch is a professor of political science at the University of Notre Dame. He says one issue in particular keeps cropping up.
The big issue that a lot of people are pushing Obama on is to reengage early with the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Among those pushing Obama on the Middle East are former National Security Advisors Brent Scowcroft and Zbigniew Brzezinski. But Professor Desch says urging Obama on this issue is one thing.
Now, if he actually engages this issue, I guess that'll be another matter. It's a tough nut to crack, and it's not just a foreign policy issue. It, you know, really has a pretty substantial domestic component to it.
If the Middle East needs attention, so does Africa. Humanitarian crises in Somalia, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo are destroying lives and destabilizing regions. One of Obama's key experts on Africa is Susan Rice. She's seen as a top contender for the position of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Peter Fever, who served on the National Security Council, says Rice is a smart and impressive figure who's known for advocating humanitarian intervention.
One of her major planks has been to recognize the strategic importance of Africa, that what happens there can affect our national security in profound ways. Ironically, that's an insight that President Bush has championed as well.
Mr. Bush has repeatedly called for a resolution of the Darfur crisis in western Sudan, though he has not been able to achieve a breakthrough. Sudan analyst Eric Reeves thinks Susan Rice could make a difference were she to end up in the UN job.
Susan Rice would be an outstanding choice, precisely because she's extremely intelligent, very forceful, and understands the Sudan crisis as well as anyone we could appoint to that position.
But Reeves acknowledges that the Obama team is taking over at a time of profound disarray in the international arena. Pressing problems like Iran, North Korea, and the Middle East may prevent Darfur from getting the attention it needs. But Reeves says that's why the UN appointment matters.
I think we need to set the tone early, at least as far as a U.S. vision for the United Nations goes. We have, in the form of Darfur, Congo, Somalia, examples that should incinerate with shame member states of the United Nations. There has to be a fundamental recalculation of how the U.N. will respond to world crises. It cannot be that certain issues consume all the diplomatic oxygen.
But it often seems that way. And Notre Dame's Michael Desch says top officials at the United Nations and even at the State Department can feel far from the levers of U.S. power.
No, the center of gravity is going to be the NSC and the Pentagon, you know, on the big issues. And the big issues are going to be Iraq and Afghanistan. And if there's any room for anything else, I'll be amazed.
For the world, I'm Jeb Sharp.